Blair Park in Port Alberni was awash with color last weekend for the second annual Color Fest. The event, organized by the Port Alberni Rotary Club, has grown since its inaugural year. This year's festival, which took place on Saturday, July 19, had even more participants, sponsors and vendors. We got a lot of feedback from the first year that we took into consideration when we were planning for this year's event, explained Randy Grixtee of the Port Alberni Rotary Club. Goodie bags handed out by the Rotary Club, for example, included more swag this year. There were more games and activities along the route, more food trucks, and the event also added a DJ to provide music throughout the walk. Participants ran, walked or rolled 2.5 kilometers along the Kitsuksis Dike on Saturday, stopping at different stations along the way so they could be covered in environmentally safe colored powder. This year's event included one extra station, the Rainbow Station, for a total of 7 stations. The extra station was due to the increase in sponsorship, said Grixtee. Last year's event only had 3 gold-level sponsors, while this year's Color Fest had 7 of them, along with numerous silver and bronze-level sponsors. We had a 25% increase in sponsorship, said Grixtee. We also had a 25% increase in registration over last year. Organizers ran out of goodie bags 30 minutes before the start of the festival, Grixtee explained, although participants could still register to walk without the packages. He estimates that there were close to 300 people registered in total. He attributes part of this to the pleasant weather on Saturday. Overall, it was a resounding success, he said. We had positive feedback all the way around, from the vendors to the registrants and the volunteers. Everyone said they had a lot of fun. The Fenton Group, which was running the Purple Station, won the People's Choice Award for Best Color Station. Realtor Tom Duell built a cannon at Alberni Valley Makerspace to help launch purple-colored powder at walkers. They won the vote overwhelmingly, Grixtee laughed. It was a unique way of distributing the color powder. They did an amazing job. In total, Grixtee estimates that the Rotary Club raised approximately $6,000 through the event, which will go towards youth and student programs in the community. Now, organizers are hoping to bring it back next year, even bigger than ever. It's a nice summer event for the community, and we want to keep growing it, said Grixtee.